Is this time for the sermon? You know, I'm new here. Do you have my set of slides, Miss Paya? You're a wonderful. I tell you, I don't know what I would do. I have interesting news, but I want to, before I get too far along, the Tongan service, you had an action song. And I was sitting at home and I was watching the Tongan youth. Amazing that you can, I don't know, how did they learn that so fast? Samu, how do you learn those action songs so quick? He's just playing mute here. The fun part for me was not only seeing the unison of all the youth that knew that song, but the little guys, gals, the littlest ones had no clue. They were down in front and they're kind of looking around, and I thought, well, they don't know it very well. But they were watching and they were involved, and I thought, that's Christianity. Watch and learn from each other. Carry each other. Bring the new baby Christians along. Some of us are not as baby Christian as we used to be. And yet in some ways we are still baby Christians. We have a new bishop. I don't know if you are aware. The jurisdictional conference ended. Three bishops were elected for our jurisdiction. And this is our new bishop. Our bishop, Karen Olivetto, retired. I cannot for the life of me remember her wife's name. It doesn't matter. They're retired. Our new bishop, and I'm thinking she's about 25. Her bio says she's married and has two grown kids, so she had them when she was about three. Kristen Stone King, I have not had the pleasure yet. But look at the vibrancy and the smile. I believe the Spirit is strong in this one. And the Spirit of Christ among us is also welcome. Amen. We've been on vacation for a month. Did any of you miss me? I missed you all. Even though I got to join some of you virtually and what have you, but it was a vacation. The first week we were sick the whole week. It was not much vacation, but I had a list of projects to do over the course of my vacation. I had two full pages of things that I've been waiting to get to. And I had this list and I'm ready to go on all these things to do. And one of the things I needed to do was move my garden tractor so that I could do some other things. And I had trouble getting the garden tractor started, and I started fiddling with the garden tractor. And by the third week, I was still fiddling with the garden tractor. And I was having all these things. I thought, well, I need to fix this while I'm in here, and I should add that, and this light has never worked right. I better repair that. And by the fourth week of vacation, I began to panic. I had two pages of things to get done, and all I had really done was the garden tractor. So I was stressed out. But then I realized, I'm on vacation. It's my vacation. You can do what you want on your vacation, right? Sit by the pool with a cool, refreshing beverage. I don't have a pool and I don't drink alcohol, so it was different than that. But nonetheless, I was doing the things that I wanted to do. I was toying around, playing with my garden tractor, wiring and stuff. And I had to just stop and remind myself, I'm on vacation. You get the idea? I had lost track of the big picture. I was out of touch with where I was. That's what happened to the disciples, you know that. They were out in the water at night. They're in the middle of the sea there, and the wind comes up. There are not a lot of seas and oceans in Colorado. And I'm not a boater at all, so. But have any of you ever been on the water at night in a small boat when the wind is blowing? I can understand how they were feeling unsettled. They had been all this time with Jesus, busy taking care of him. You realize that's one of the jobs that happened for disciples with their master in that time period. They fed, they took care of, they provided place, they did all the arrangements. Not only that, but they had to keep up with the crowd, and they were listening and learning. And so they lost track of where they were and who they were, and they were lost at sea. Some of them were so lost, a couple of them asked Jesus, grant that we be seated at your left and your right hand in the new kingdom. Remember that? James and John, they're expecting to be rich and famous and fabulous and powerful. They had completely lost track of where they were. They lost track of the bigger picture, and they began to flounder. The boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And they're lost in the darkness. Things are not going smoothly. And then Jesus says, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. When he came to them, they were terrified, but he said, it's I. Do not be afraid. And so Simon Peter, good old Simon Peter, he says, Lord, let me come out and walk on water with you. I want to do that too. I want to be, you know. I can do it. And the Lord says, come on out. He knew. He knew that as human beings, we cannot aspire and do what Jesus can do. And the doubts began to impinge upon him. And he saw the wind, he saw the waves, and he began to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. And Jesus saves him. Pulls him up and reminds him. That's what's happening in Paul when he writes the letter to the people in Ephesus. The lesson that Mark read to us out of Ephesians, he's talking to people that have lost sight of and lost focus, and they've lost the big picture. They're tossed to and fro and blown about by every whim of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. It's not hard. And today, with some of the things going on, video fakes and deep fakes and artificial intelligent fakes, they used to say, don't believe what you hear and only what you see. And now it's don't believe what you see and don't believe what you hear and don't believe what your neighbor tells you. And all of those are true statements, for there is only one truth. There was only one place. So it's no surprise that we can flounder. Flounder. You know flounder. Melissa, do you know flounder? Anybody know kids? How many of you kiddos? Who is that? Do you know flounder from Little Mermaid? I can see that there's not a lot of you that watch The Little Mermaid as often as we do. Pocahontas, right, Melissa? Is it Pocahontas? Flounder and Flit? I don't remember. Melissa will tell me later. She'll fill me in. I don't know fish. I don't know about fish. I'm from Colorado. I do know Colorado trout. And I know what a flounder is. But there's a lot more to lose and know. But that's not the flounder I'm talking about. And you know that. The flounder I'm talking about is this one. Paya, do you have that next slide, dear? There it is. You know that one, don't you? We all know that one. Know that. Hear that. We will all go through times when we are there, when we are floundering, when we have done something and we regret it, and we want to crawl into a hole and pull in the hole behind us, when we've made mistakes and we blame ourselves, when we get hung up on remembering things we've done years in the past, and God has forgiven us and we haven't forgiven ourselves, and we need to learn about that. But sometimes we flounder. And now we flounder over politics, and we flounder over the media. You have to decide which news station you want to watch now. You know, do you watch the correct news channel or the incorrect news channel? I remember when it was the news, period. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the season is coming with all the signs on people's lawns, and there's going to be every neighbor against every neighbor, and they're going to be every. It's going to inundate us. Don't flounder. And perhaps the hardest is when family and friends, your beloved ones, are in the midst of that, and you find yourself on the opposite side of issues with them. Don't flounder. Paul said, speak the truth in love. Just be who Christ calls us to be, and only speak in love. Think about that a minute. Only speaking in love. Because Jesus is always nearby. And turning and focusing on the Lord, we find help and we can stop floundering. Consider, if you will, I was thinking about this the other day when I was floundering and worried about all the things in the world that are going wrong right now. And I was just working myself up into a panic. And I thought, the Lord has been the Lord through all of human history. When we were people that did not know that it was a sin to kill, from the time of the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, and the Crusades, and the Inquisition, the Lord was still the Lord. And the plague, the time of the plague, that was the end of the world, if you will. But the Lord is still the Lord. That deserves an amen. Consider three world wars, if you consider Korea. Consider the possibilities of war again and warring nations and plows being beat into swords again. But the Lord is still the Lord. And the Lord will overcome over all time. Amen? We are not lost. The storm may be blowing, but the Lord is there. Why do you doubt? He says, fear not. Fear not. Do not doubt, but turn to Him. Celebrate the Lord in our midst and be about truth and love. Amen?